Bobby Zimmerman. Bob Dylan, knocking on heaven's door.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Jerry Bader Show 1007, Jason's Classic Cut. Bob Dylan, Knockin' on Heaven's Door. Yes, we played that because back then, 1970, I believe that is, when Bob Dylan did that and all those other big hits. 74 was Blood on the Tracks, one of the greatest albums ever. Tangled Up in Blue and a number of other great songs. Bob Dylan is being brutalized by his fans for selling out and being in a Super Bowl spot. Who would have thought 40-some years ago that he ever would have done that? We are going to get to that in just a moment. Just a few moments. First, I've got a bunch of just notes that I scratched out. I mentioned this earlier. I thought the national anthem was very good, and I thought the opera singer was a really good idea. I thought, as I mentioned, I thought Queen Latifah did a very good job with God Bless America. The Bill O'Reilly-Obama interview. Many are saying the Bill O'Reilly-Obama interview was very combative. Now, it was way more combative than anything he's going to get from the lapdog mainstream media. And I am not being critical of Bill O'Reilly here, but I actually did not think it was that overly aggressive. He asked the tough questions that mainstream reporters won't ask about Benghazi, about IRS. But then there's that next, okay, Bill, now ask this one. And I suppose, I mean, he pressed. I'm not saying he didn't press. He pressed. He asked if Obamacare was his biggest mistake, and that's when the president, well, Bill, you have a whole list of my mistakes. And he gave his same old pat answers. And I don't know if there was an agreement on just how hard O'Reilly would press after he asked a question. I don't know. Overall, I mean, it was satisfying in that he did put him on the spot to a degree that the mainstream media never will. But overall, it's still left wanting. And again, there might be limitations there that I don't know about. So I'm not going to criticize Bill O'Reilly. Of course, on the other hand, if there were set rules, I think a reporter has a journalistic responsibility to announce those rules. I'm not saying there were any. I'm not saying there were any. But that would be my only comment on that. Last week, a survey came out. As you know, there's a lawsuit basically where NFL players say that they were deceived by the NFL as to the risk of playing football and to the risk of concussions. The survey said 85% of NFL players surveyed would play in the Super Bowl even if they knew they had a concussion, which I think puts a lie to the whole lawsuit. These guys know how dangerous it is. You're 24, 25, 26 years old. You know you're not going to get a lot of chances at the Super Bowl, and you understand the money involved, and you understand everything else involved, and that how short an NFL career is because the game is violent. 85% of NFL players would play in the Super Bowl even if they knew they had a concussion. So that question was put to Howie Long, former defensive lineman for the Oakland Raiders. So, well, would you play with a concussion? And he confessed he did. He did. He had a concussion. I think it was Super Bowl 18, he said. Said, look, that's the 24, 25-year-old Howie Long. The 54-year-old Howie Long, who's got two sons in this league, says, do as I say, not as I do. And no, it's not a good idea. That's exactly the point. These guys are young, and they think they're going to live forever. Do they really not know the risks? When you're young, you're willing to take risks that you won't take due to the benefit of life experience. And you care more about your kids than yourself. And that's just the way it is. If you're any type of parent, you care more about your kids than yourself. You will expose yourself to things you would not ever want your children to be exposed to. You don't want them to make the mistakes that you made. Howie Long is now admitting that was a mistake. Playing in the Super Bowl with a concussion is a dumb thing to do. He was also somewhat evasive. Did you see that, Jason? He said, well, I don't know what you consider a concussion, but I probably played with a concussion. He played with a concussion, and he most likely knew he was concussed. I really thought that moment just put a lie, a complete lie, to the whole thing. Then there was this. So all as you always have after the Super Bowl, you have an MVP. I couldn't for the life of me figure out who the MVP was going to be. I couldn't. Jason, you didn't guess Malcolm Smith, did you? Linebacker, right? Yeah, linebacker Malcolm Smith of the Seattle Seahawks. I know they don't do this. I would have just given it to the Seattle defense. I don't know how you do that. You have to pick an individual. That shows you what a team effort it was, though. Because I think he's a little bit of a stretch, but I can't think of anyone better. I mean, well, I know the interception for a touchdown, but that's like the guy, is it the Cowboys against the Steelers? There have been a couple of those where that's about the only thing that makes them stick out from what was otherwise a team effort. So he's up on the podium, Malcolm Smith. And by the way, if you would have Googled him on Saturday, he would have been the second Malcolm Smith to come up. He wouldn't have even been the first hit. He is now. So he's up on the podium, and he's being asked, the questions that the MVP has asked. When a guy jumps up and hijacks the microphone from him.
Investigate 9/11. 9/11 was perpetrated by people within our own government.
All right. Is everybody all right? His check his press pass.
Yeah, good idea. Well put, Malcolm. What was the secret word throughout this entire Super Bowl security, other than weather? Weather would have been first. The second one would have been security. And we were just how this was so secure and how the hell did this guy get in there? How did a 9/11 truther get in with press credentials and hijack, run up there? They grab the guy. I couldn't tell if he was arrested or just escorted out or whatever. How did that guy get up there? Honestly. Boy, that really makes you feel secure, doesn't it? Then there are the ads, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the ads that we love. Let me say this. I thought the Radio Shack one was my favorite. The 80s called. They want your store back. They want their store back. All these 80 TV stars come in and so on. Two, I loved the new Cheerios one. Loved it. And my third favorite, and it's not what a lot of people are talking about. It's Stephen Colbert with the pistachios, because they do an ad, and it looks like a dud of a Super Bowl ad. They do another ad for another product, and then he's back, and it's hysterical. And he opens his head like a pistachio nut. I thought it was hysterical. But here's what I want to talk about. Bob Dylan was in a Super Bowl ad for Chrysler. As Chrysler has wont to do in recent Super Bowls, it's 2 minutes long. Bob Dylan is being vilified online for selling out. I want to play the audio of it, and then we'll discuss it in 5 minutes. Jason, go ahead.
Is there anything more American than America? because you can't import original. You can't fake true cool. You can't duplicate legacy. Because what Detroit created was a first and became an inspiration to the rest of the world. Yeah, Detroit made cars, and cars made America. Making the best, making the finest, takes conviction. And you can't import the heart and soul of every man and woman working on the line. You can search the world over for the finer things, but you won't find a match for the American road and the creatures that live on it. Because we believe in the zoom and the roar and the thrust. And when it's made here, it's made with the one thing you can't import from anywhere else. American pride. So let Germany brew your beer. Let Switzerland make your watch. Let Asia assemble your phone. We will build your car.
Okay, that last part. Let Germany make your beer. Let Switzerland make your watch. Let Asia make your phone. That's getting a lot of criticism. I'll get into that. But I want to get into the whole notion of his longtime fans saying this is a sellout by Bob Dylan. We'll get to that in 5 minutes. By the way, New Jersey State Police identified the man that crashed the news conferences, Matthew Mills, an independent journalist from Brooklyn. He got in by wearing an old credential that he got for working a festival and bypassed security checks by insisting he was busy and needed to keep moving forward. Soon enough, he found himself at the podium. Oh, my God. It's 10:19.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.